Blog Talk Radio.
What you making in the sky, my king, king? Is that New Jerusalem I see, see? You giving sight to the blind, my king. Your children can't wait till you come down, my king, 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 yeah. Prophecy coming to pass. Psychological war when the chosen is ending fast. Don't ever stop short, your head might just go through the glass. Buy the truth and sell it not, it's the most valuable thing you have. Liars gonna hate you, manipulators, they gonna say you trash. Cowards gonna comment on your posts on fake pages, just laugh. You blessed when people call you evil for the sake of Yah. His love is inconceivable, they put away my crimes. He lead his sheep by the still waters and turn the lakes to wine. So many prayers, how does mine deserve a response? That's a gift, it's no boasting in being chosen. But should be most since you got a rule, remain in discipline and focus. If you bow out, then it's hopeless, don't terminate your devotion. Demons destroy peace with commotion, sit by the ocean. Don't get peeled up when it feel rough, get built up in the spirit. Part of me as I tilt my cup, I'm trying to fill you up with these lyrics, yeah.
What the Most High making in that blue sky? A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
New Jerusalem make me wanna cry.
Yeah, and my faith ain't up for debate. Transparency is the topic of discussion when I pray. And apparently, I was 8 when destiny start taking shape. Yeah, I stepped into this place with a recipe for the hate. I love my neighbor like I love myself and bless him with a plate. And like Jonathan's revelation, it was a scroll that we just ate. I'm in a solar power state and I'm melanated by grace. Who knows, today could be the day he blows the trumpet in our face. Could be the end and then beginning like Esau and Jacob. It'd be the beginning of the end once we decide to wake up. Stop pulling these capers, chewing on razors, touching up faces. Like makeup, back to the basics, throwing on ASICs, dipping on Satan, running amok. My father the greatest, creator of the sun that's above. Got too many haters, you hate cause it's the shade that you love. Don't do me no favors, my faith is in the rock of ages. When I'm on these stages, I'm faceless, he get all the praises.
Salute. What you making in the sky, my king, king? Is that New Jerusalem I see, see? You giving sight to the blind, my king. Your children can't wait till you come down, my king, king, king.
What the Most High making in that blue sky?
A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and it's open discussion, y'all. Once again, it's on. And like always, seems like it's always now, I'm always in the middle of something, multitasking, and right now I'm finding me a little parking spot. Got to do my little backing up. You know what I'm saying? My trucker bagging on up type of thing. So I can prep for the show here, and can relax a little bit as I talk to you guys. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing, y'all. I am literally. Working and having a little show, you know, blog talk show. It's not nothing, you know, big and trying to be famous or anything. I'm just kind of sharing my little walk with you guys live on air. Just kind of seeing where I'm at, getting the word out. And it can be archived. So, you know, maybe my children one day may want to listen to their pops on the blog talk. I don't know. I'm just kind of just in my spirit to do something, and this is what I'm doing, man. I'm just kind of doing my little part. Okay? I wanted to do a little recap before I kind of, you know, get into the show. These past few weeks, back on up. These past few weeks, I've been having Old Testament only on my left-hand side. I've been having Well, kind of like my Christian Israelites, you know, I had them on my right. And just like right here in the middle, man. And they've been calling in. I appreciate them calling on in. I want them to continue calling on in. But it's just kind of been, I don't know if it's confusing to whoever's listening. Or is you guys kind of learning a little bit? But either which way, it's my little journey, and that's the world, man. We are your neighbors. We're here, man. We're very, very different as far as the precepts, far how we break things down. You're right here listening to us now. You can see that, and we are very, very different. Okay, we got the Old Testament only. Kind of want to keep us all in the Old Testament. Pretty much don't want to advance forward. So there is precepts and breakdowns would tend to always kind of go backwards instead of prophesying the future. You know what I'm saying? But on my Christian brother's side, it's pretty much parallel with the way I see it. However, there are some couple things, discrepancies, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't even like saying virgin birth. Let's say immaculate conception, right? So that right there, I kind of disagree with him on those things. It's not very many because Messianic Israelites, we embrace the Old and New Testament. So, and a lot of people's ears and minds, Christianity, you know. So we're kind of right there in the same area right there. So, get mistaken for each other all the time. But I'm bracing a lot of Hebrew culture. And that right there will stand out. And as everybody probably know, if you ain't living under a rock, is that Hebrew Israelites and Christians, they're bumping heads, man. They're not really big fans of each other. But on this show, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome, and we're going to get along. We're going to try to get along. And I think I got what it takes to make everything all right. I haven't been showing you that I have what it takes here lately, but. I still believe I do, okay? We even had some different breakdowns, some different individuals, and I've been kind of wrestling back and forth. Been wanting to get back to the Book of Jasher, which I'm thinking about doing if no one shows up today. If they do show up, then I'll just kind of, just see where the conversation drifts and take me to. All right. So we'll look at the call board. No one's called in just yet. So why don't I just go ahead and get it started? Go ahead and get it started and see what's happening here. All right. Yeah. So, as far as the music goes, I kind of like to have the volume up a little bit because the folks that's in vehicles listen to the show, they can, hear it through the speakers real good, man. Me being a truck driver, man, having it kind of loud to where, when I replay it in my truck, it sounds pretty good, man. So that's some of the reasons why I have the volume kind of up like that. But I don't want it to be uncomfortable for you guys neither. So I got to kind of find that balance, All right. So I want to get back into the Book of Jasher. If I ain't mistaken, we was on, all right, 13. Okay, of the Book of Jasher. All right, let me check again, see if anybody made it in.
All right, nobody made it in. And before I get started reading, I want to try to kill a little time. Kill a little bit of time. Let's see here. I don't see it nowhere. Okay. Well, you know, I ain't going to worry about it. Let me go ahead and get started, y'all. Nobody called in just yet, and I want to go and get to it, see how much I can cover. And we'll just fill it in like that, all right? The show was an open discussion, but as you can see, when I say I'm going to read in the Book of Jasher, I got company, and then our conversations drift. But now I labeled it open discussion, and nobody's here right now. So now I'm reading Jasher. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I don't know if I'm cut out to be a blog talker, you know? I mean, I just can't seem to get organized, but I know what the problem is. The problem is I'm multitasking and not putting enough thought in things. Lack of organization and prepping and things like that. That's my problem, y'all. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I do this for the love of it, you know. Just getting out here. Getting out of here, man. I'm over the road, man. I'm going for my babies, my wife, man, my fam. And I'm traveling over the country, highways, byways, day and night, you know. And, hey, this really is kind of like therapy in a lot of ways, man. It does a number to the mind, man, being gone from your family like that. It's just kind of unnatural to me, you know. And so, I keep my sanity, man, and keeping the Most High close to me and sharpen my sword by studying and open up the good book, right? And so that's what I'm doing, just kind of get it in and see what I can learn. And so with that being said, let me go and jump in Jasher chapter 13. I'm going to start at verse 1. And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, the wife of his son Abram, and all the souls of his household, and went with them from Ur-Kasdim to go to the land of Canaan. And when they came as far as the land of Haran, they remained there, for it was exceedingly good land for pasture and of sufficient extent for those who accompanied it. And the people of the land of Haran saw that Abram was good and upright with God and men, and that the Lord his God was with him. And some of the people of the land of Haran came and joined Abram, and he taught them the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And these men remained with Abram in his house, and they adhered to him. And Abram remained in the land 3 years, and at the expiration of 3 years, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee forth from Ur-Kasdim, and delivered thee from the hands of all thy enemies. And now, therefore, if thou wilt hearken to my voice and keep my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, then will I cause thee enemies to fall before thee. And I will multiply thy seed like the stars of heaven. And I will send my blessings upon all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lack nothing. Arise now, take thy wife and all belongings to thee, and go to the land of Canaan, and remain there. And I will there be unto thee for a God, and I will bless thee. And Abram rose and took his wife and all belonging to him, and he went to the land of Canaan as the Lord had told him. And Abram was 50 years old when he went to Haran. And Abram came to the land of Canaan and dwelt in the midst of the city. And he there pitched his tent amongst the children of Canaan, inhabitants of the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram when he came to the land of Canaan and said to him, this is the land which I give unto thee and to thy seed after thee forever, And I will make thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed for an inheritance all the lands which thou seest. And Abram built an altar in the place where God had spoken to him, and Abram there called upon the name of the Lord. At that time, at the end of 3 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, in that year Noah died, which was the 58th year of the life of Abram. And all the days of Noah lived were 950 years, and he died. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, he, his wife, and all belonging to him, and all those that accompanied him, together with those that joined him from the people of the land. But Nahor, Abram's brother, Terah, his father, and Lot, the son of Haran, and all belonging to them dwelt in Haran. In the fifth year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities of the plain revolted from the power of Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. For all the kings of the cities, that's Nimrod, y'all. I think that's Nimrod, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. No, that's not him. The king of Shinar. That's Nimrod. Okay, in the fifth year, let me start over, verse 11. In the fifth year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities of the plain revolted from the power of Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Elamite. Okay, for all the kings of the cities of the plain had served Chedorlaomer for 12 years and given him a yearly tax. But in those days, in the 13th year, they rebelled against him. And in the 10th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, there was war between Nimrod, king of Shinar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. And Nimrod came to fight with Chedorlaomer, subdue him. For Chedorlaomer was at that time one of the princes of the host of Nimrod. And when all the people at the Tyre were dispersed, and those that remained were also scattered upon the face of the earth, Chedorlaomer went to the land of Elam and reigned over it and rebelled against his lord. And in those days, when Nimrod saw that the cities of the plain had rebelled, he came with pride and anger to war with Chedorlaomer. And Nimrod assembled all his princes and subjects, about 700,000 men, and went against Chedorlaomer. And Chedorlaomer went out to meet him with 5,000 men. And they prepared for battle in the Valley of Babel, which is between Elam and Shinar. And all those kings fought there. And Nimrod and his people were smitten before the people of Chedorlaomer. And there fell from Nimrod's men about 600, and Mardon, the king's son, fell amongst them. Nimrod fled and returned in shame and disgrace to his land, and he was under subjection to Chedorlaomer for a long time. And Chedorlaomer returned to his land and sent princes of his host to the kings that dwelt around him. Arioch, king of Elazar, and to Tidal, king of Goam, and made a covenant with them, and they were all obedient to his command. And it was in the 15th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, which is the 17th year of the life of Abram, okay, and the Lord appeared to Abram in that year, and he said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee out from Ur, Chaldeans, to give thee this land for an inheritance. Now therefore walk before me and be perfect and keep my commandments, for to thee and thy seed I will give this land for inheritance, from the river of Misraim unto the great river of Euphrates. And thou shalt come to thy fathers in peace and in good age. And the fourth generation shall return here in this land and shall inherit it forever. And Abram built an altar, and he called upon the name of the Lord, who appeared to him. And he brought up sacrifices upon the altar to the Lord. All that time returned and went to Haran to see his father and mother and his father's household. And Abram and his wife and all belonging to him returned to Haran. And Abram dwelt in Haran 5 years. And many of the people of Haran, about 72 men, followed Abram, and Abram taught them the instructions of the Lord and his ways, and taught them to know the Lord. In those days, the Lord appeared to Abram in Haran, and he said to him, "Behold, I spoke unto thee these 20 years back, saying, Go forth from thy land, from thy birthplace, and from thy father's house, to the land which I have shown thee to give it to thee and thy children. For there in that land will I bless thee and make thee a great nation and make thy name great. And in thee shall the families of the earth be blessed. Now therefore arise, go forth from this place, thou, thy wife, and all belonging to thee. Also every one born in thy house, and all the souls that have made in Haran, and bring them out with thee from here, and rise to return to the land of Canaan. And Abraham arose and took his wife Sarah, and all belonging to him, and all that were born to him in his house, and the souls which they had made in Haran. And they came out to go to the land of Canaan. And Abraham went and returned to the land of Canaan according to the word of the Lord. And Lot, the son of his brother, Haran, went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he went forth from Haran to return to the land of Canaan. And he came to the land of Canaan according to the word of the Lord to Abram. And he dwelt in the plain of Mamre. And with him was Lot, his brother's son, and all belonging to him. And the Lord again appeared to Abram and said, "To thy seed will I give this land, and be there built an altar to the Lord, who appeared to him, which is still to this day in the plains of Mamre." All right, that's the end of chapter 13 right there. You can check the call logs. Okay, nobody has called just yet. Okay, let's see here. Nobody's called in just yet. So, I just read chapter 13. Let me take a little break, clear my windpipe, and before I get back into it, y'all. All right. Let me take a little break, y'all. Let's take a little break. So he's, let's see here. I'm gonna play that Teach. Yeah, let's play Teach.
Hit them with the fear of the Lord. Get
it out. Book the Psalm, chapter 111, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You fear the Lord, you begin to gain wisdom, read.
Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it takes more than fringes and ZZ, cause the flesh of my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me, whether radio, phone, or the TV. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. Yeah, but I read your scriptures and live them. Devil be blinding on me with precision. My spirit, you put limits in them. Sometimes I do not feel worthy of your kingdom, but I still stand tall when I sing it. Please do not take my life before the mission. I pray you grant me time to finish, so I don't bring disgrace to my lineage. This generation need healing. Heaven and hell with your choice, that's a given. Y'all don't really get it, just listen. It's like your spiritual body in prison. So thank the Most High for forgiveness and practice repentance. And in this coming, start cleaning your spirit. Hope you avoiding that fiery sentence. Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it takes more than fringes and ZZ, cause the flesh of my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me, whether radio, phone, or the TV. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. Everybody scared of facing their past. Everybody scared of giving their last. Everybody out here chasing a bag, not knowing that it came with a tag. Ambition got them going outside. Got drive, but they swerve off the path. Evil spirits, they observing they left. This verse of prayer, cause my spirit be sad. We say repent, but they soften they left. I will please do not show us your wrath. Have mercy when your spirit is mad. Baptize and get their spirit of bad. Most of them never grew up, they dead. The neighborhood is really all that they had. Time is ticking, it could end with a flash. Your grace and mercy really all that we have. Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it take more than fringes and ZZ. Cause the flesh of my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me. Whether radio, phone, or the TV. See this walking, the truth isn't easy. See this walking, the truth isn't easy.
Yeah, who said be aware of the leaven? Whose word hold weight in the heaven? Who you think gon' pay what you owe? Who you think been getting you ready? Hamashiach, cause he paid it already. Flow cold like the face of a Yeti. We move in silence like the ancient spaghetti. I could really drop the bass if you ready. Babylon about to fall like a levee. I'm preparing while I'm hoping I'm ready. Trump gon' build that wall when you ready. We boxed in like we driving a Chevy. We in the book of Revelations already. Stay woke, cause it's about to get messy. Repent, not a frivolous message. Praying hard that the Father protects us. Father, please teach me.
Yeah.
A good understanding of all day. Let's do his commandments.
So you get a good understanding when you follow his commandments. That's why we're able to come up here and tell you that you're Israel.
Right.
That's why we're able to come up here and correct you from your wickedness.
Right.
Right.
Because we follow the commandments of the Most High God.
Right.
Therefore we get the wisdom and understanding of his word.
Right.
Right.
We come out here and wake up our people. You so-called black. You so-called native. You so-called Hispanic. To come back to your true nationality.
Right. Right.
This is what you get for fearing the Most High God.
Right.
All right, here we go, y'all. We're going to dive right back on in. So I read chapter 13 of Jasher, and let me take a look right here. We're on chapter 14, and there is 91 chapters in this book of Jasher. So, I need to get my read on. All right. And I've been wanting to read this, y'all. I don't know how y'all feel about the book of Jasher, man, but probably stories that y'all probably already know and heard before. But if you haven't read the book of Jasher, it gets a little bit more detailed than, you know, what we find in Genesis. So, some people call it the mini Genesis, you know. So, you know, it's the book of the upright ones. I don't know if they call this one the mini Genesis or Book of Jubilees, the mini Genesis. But anyway, y'all, it's a good book. I enjoy it. I hope y'all enjoying it too. So let me go and just get started, man. I'm in 14. In those days, there was in the land of Shinar a wise man who had understanding in all wisdom and of a beautiful appearance, but he was poor and indigent. His name was Rikayon, and he was hard set to support himself. And he resolved to go to Egypt to Osiris, the son of Anam, king of Egypt, to show the king his wisdom. Let me stop right there. Okay, is that said Osiris? The son of Anam, king of Egypt. Okay. So they got Nimrod of Salem, king of Salem, and Osiris. Or maybe that's not the same Osiris. I don't know. Because I always had it that Nimrod and Osiris were the same person. Okay. Well, this is not spelling Osiris correctly. It's O-S-W-I-R-I-S. But maybe it's a spelling issue, but it seems like a pretty close Osiris. Osiris? Okay, let me read verse 2 again. And he resolved to go to Egypt. To Osiris, the son of Anam, king of Egypt, to show the king his wisdom, for perhaps he might find grace in his sight, to raise him up and give him maintenance. And Rikayon did so. And when Rikayon came to Egypt, he asked the inhabitants of Egypt concerning the king. and the inhabitants of Egypt told him the custom of the king of Egypt. For it was then the custom of the king of Egypt that he went from his royal palace and was seen abroad only one day in the year. And after that, the king would return to his palace to remain there. And on the day when the king went forth, he passed judgment in the land. And everyone having a suit came before the king that day to obtain his request. And when Rechion heard of the custom in Egypt and that he could not come into the presence of the king, he grieved greatly and was very sorrowful. And in the evening, Rechion went out and found a house in ruins, formerly a bakehouse in Egypt. And he abode there all night in bitterness of soul and pinched with hunger, and sleep was removed from his eyes.
All right.
And Rechion considered within himself what he should do in the town until the king made his appearance, and how he might maintain himself there. And he arose in the morning and walked about and met in his way those who sold vegetables and various sorts of seeds, in which they supplied the inhabitants. And Rechion wished to do the same in order to get a maintenance in the city. But he was unacquainted with the custom of the people, and he was like a blind man among them. And he went obtain vegetables to sell them for his support. And the rabble assembled about him and ridiculed him and took his vegetables from him and left him nothing. And he arose up from there in bitterness of soul and went sighing to the bakehouse in which he had remained all the night before. And he slept there the second night. And on that night, again, he reasoned within himself how he could save himself from starvation. And he devised a scheme how to act. And he rose up in the morning and acted ingenuously and went and hired 30 strong men of the rabble, carrying their war instruments in their hand. And he led them to the top of the Egyptian sepulcher, and he placed them there. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus says King, strengthen yourself and be valiant men, and let no man be buried here until 200 pieces of silver be given. And then he may be buried." And those men did according to the order of Rechion to the people of Egypt the whole of that year. And in 8 months' time, Rechion and his men gathered great riches of silver and gold. And Rechion took a great quantity of horses and other animals, and he hired more men, and he gave them horses. They remained with him. And when the year came around, at the time the king went forth into the town, all the inhabitants of Egypt assembled together to speak to him concerning the work of Rechion and his men. And the king went forth on the appointed day, and all the Egyptians came before him and cried unto him, saying, "May the king live forever. What is this thing thou dost in the town to thy servants, not to suffer a dead body to be buried until so much silver and gold be given? Was there ever the like unto this done in the whole earth from the days of the former kings, yea, even from the days of Adam unto this day, that the dead should not be buried only for a set price? We know it to be the custom of kings to take a yearly tax from the living, but thou dost not only do this, but from the dead also thou exactest a tax day by day? Now, O king, we can no more bear this, for the whole city is ruined on this account. And doest thou not know it?" King heard all that they had spoken. He was very wroth, and his anger burned within him at this affair, for he had known nothing of it. And the king said, "Who and where is he that dares to do this wicked thing in my land without my command? Surely you will tell me." And they told him all the works of Rechion and his men. And the king's anger was aroused, and he ordered Rechion and his men to be brought before him. And Rechion took about 1,000 children, sons and daughters, and clothed them in silk and embroidery, and he set them upon horses and sent them to the king by means of his men. And he also took a great quantity of silver and gold and precious stones and a strong, beautiful horse as a present for the king, with which he came before the king and bowed down to the earth before him and the king. His servants and all the inhabitants of Egypt wondered at the work of Rakion, and they saw his riches and the present that he had brought to the king. And it greatly pleased the king, and he wondered at it. And when Rakion sat before him, the king asked him concerning all his works. And Rakion spoke all his words wisely before the king, his servants, and all the inhabitants of Egypt. And when the king heard the words of Rakion and his wisdom, Rakion found grace in his sight, and he met with grace and kindness from all the servants of the king and from all inhabitants of Egypt on account of his wisdom and excellent speeches. And from that time they loved him exceedingly. And the king answered and said to Rakion, "Thy name shall no more be called Rakion, but Pharaoh shall be thy name, since thou didst exact a tax from the dead." And he called his name Pharaoh. And the king and his subjects loved Rakion for his wisdom, and they consulted with all the inhabitants of Egypt to make him perfect. And all the inhabitants of Egypt and its wise men did so, and it was made law in Egypt. And they made Rakion Pharaoh prefect under Osiris, king of Egypt. And Rakion Pharaoh governed over Egypt daily, administering justice to the whole city. But Osiris the king would judge the people of the land one day in a year when he went out to make his appearance. And Rakion Pharaoh cunningly usurped the government of Egypt, and he exacted a tax from all the inhabitants of Egypt. And all the inhabitants of Egypt greatly loved Rakion Pharaoh, and they made a decree to call every king that should reign over them and their seed in Egypt Pharaoh. Therefore, all the kings that reigned in Egypt from that time forward were called Pharaoh unto this day. And in that year, there was a heavy famine throughout the land of Canaan, and the inhabitants of the land could not remain on account of the famine, for it was very grievous. And Abram and all belonging to him arose and went down to Egypt on account of the famine. And when they were at the brook Mitzrayim, they remained there some time to rest from the fatigue of the road. And Abram and Sarah were walking at the border of the brook Mitzrayim. Abram beheld his wife Sarah, that she was very beautiful. And Abram said to his wife Sarah, "Since God has created thee with such a beautiful countenance, I'm afraid of the Egyptians, lest they should slay me and take thee away. For the fear of God is not in these places. Surely then thou shalt do this. Say thou art my sister to all that may ask thee, in order that it may be well with me, and that we may live and not be put to death." And Abram commanded the same to all those that came with him in Egypt on account of the famine. Also his nephew Lot he commanded, saying, "If the Egyptians ask thee concerning Sarah, says she is the sister of Abram." And yet all these orders Abram did not put confidence in them, but he took Sarah and placed her in a chest and concealed it amongst their vessels. For Abram was greatly concerned about Sarah on account of the wickedness of the Egyptians. And Abraham and all the belonging to him rose up from the brook Mitzrayim and came to Egypt. And they had scarcely entered the gates of the city. And when the guard stood up to them, saying, "Give tithe to the king from what you have, and then you may come into the town. And Abram and those that were with him did so. And Abram with the people that were with him came to Egypt. And when they came, they brought the chest in which Sarah was concealed, and the Egyptians saw the chest. And the king's servants approached Abram, saying, "What hast thou here in this chest, which we have not seen? Now open the chest and give tithes to the king of all that it contains. And Abram said, this chest I will not open, but all you demand upon it I will give. And Pharaoh's officers answered Abram, saying, it is a chest of precious stones. Give us a tenth thereof. Abram said, all that you desire I will give, but you must not open the chest. And the king's officer pressed Abram, and they reached the chest and opened it with force. And they saw, and behold, a beautiful woman was in the chest. And when the officers of the king beheld Sarah, they were struck with admiration at her beauty. And all the princes and servants of Pharaoh assembled to see Sarah, for she was very beautiful. And the king's officer ran and told Pharaoh all that they had seen, and they praised Sarah to the king, and Sarah ordered her to be brought. And Pharaoh ordered her to be brought, and the woman came before the king. And Pharaoh beheld Sarah, and she pleased him exceedingly, and he was struck with her beauty, and the king rejoiced greatly on her account, and made presents to those who brought him the tidings concerning her. And the woman was then brought to Pharaoh's house. And Abram grieved on account of his wife. And he prayed to the Lord to deliver her from the hands of Pharaoh. And Sarah also prayed at that time and said, O Lord God, thou didst tell my lord Abram to go from his land and from his father's house to the land of Canaan. And thou didst promise to do well with him. If he would perform thy commands, now behold, we have done that which thou didst command us. And we left our land and our families, and we went to a strange land and to a people whom we have not known before. And we came to this land to avoid the famine, and this evil accident has befallen me. Now, therefore, O Lord God, deliver us and save us from the hand of this oppressor, and do well with me for the sake of thy mercy. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And the Lord sent an angel to deliver Sarah from the power of Pharaoh. And the king came and sat before Sarah, and behold, an angel of the Lord was standing over them. And he appeared to Sarah and said to her, do not fear, for the Lord has heard thy prayer. And the king approached Sarah and said to her, what is that man to thee who brought thee hither? She said, he is my brother. And the king said, it is incumbent upon us to make him great, to elevate him, and to do unto him all the good thou shalt command us. And at that time the king sent Abram silver and gold and precious stones in abundance, together with cattle, men, servants, and maidservants. And the king ordered Abram to be brought. And he sat in the court of the king's house. And the king greatly exalted Abram on that night. And the king approached to speak to Sarah. And he reached out his hand to touch her, when the angel smote him heavily. And he was terrified, and he refrained from reaching to her. And when the king came near to Sarah, the angel smote him to the ground, acted thus to him the whole night. And the king was terrified. And the angel on that night smote heavily on the servants of the king and his whole household on account of Sarah. And there was a great lamentation that night amongst the people of Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh, seeing the evil that befell him, said, surely on account of this woman has this thing happened to me. And he removed himself at some distance from her and spoke pleasant words to her. And the king said to Sarah, tell me, I pray thee, concerning the man whom thou camest here. And Sarah said, this man is my husband. And I said to thee that he was my brother, for I was afraid, lest thou shouldest put him to death through wickedness. And the king kept away from Sarah, and the plagues of the angel of the Lord ceased from him and his household. And Pharaoh knew that he was smitten on account of Sarah. And the king greatly astonished at this. And in the morning the king called for Abram and said to him, what is this thou hast done to me? Why didst thou say, she is my sister? Owing to which I took her unto me for a wife. And this heavy plague has therefore came upon me and my household. Now therefore, here is thy wife. Take her and go from our land, lest we all die on her account. And Pharaoh took more cattle, men servants and maid servants, silver and gold, to give to Abram. And he returned unto him Sarah his wife. And the king took a maiden whom he begot by his concubines, and he gave her to Sarah for a handmaid. And the king said to his daughter, it is better for thee, my daughter, to be a handmaid in this man's house than to be mistress in my house. We have beheld the evil that befell us on account of this woman. Abram arose, and he and all the belonging to him went away from Egypt. And Pharaoh ordered some of his men to accompany him and all that went with them. And Abram returned to the land of Canaan, to the place where he had made the altar, where he had first had pitched his tent. And Lot, the son of Haran, Abram's brother, had a heavy stock of cattle, flocks, and herds and tents. For the Lord was bountiful to them on account of Abram. And when Abram was dwelling in the land, the herdsmen of Lot quarreled with the herdsmen of Abram, for their property was too great for them to remain together in the land. And the land could not bear them on account of their cattle. And when Abram's herdmen went to feed their flock, they would not go into the fields of the people of the land. But the cattle of Lot's herdsmen did otherwise, for they were suffered to feed in the field of the people of the land. And the people of the land saw this occurrence daily. And they came to Abram and quarreled with him on account of Lot's herdsmen. And Abram said to Lot, what is this thou art doing to me to make me despicable to the inhabitants of the land, that thou orderest thy herdsmen to feed thy cattle in the fields of other people? Dost thou not know that I am a stranger in this land amongst the children of Canaan? And why wilt thou do this unto me? And Abram quarreled daily with Lot on account of it, but Lot would not listen to Abram, and he continued to do the same. And the inhabitants of the land came and told Abram. And Abram said unto Lot, how long wilt thou be to me for a stumbling block with the inhabitants of the land? Now, I beseech thee, let there be no more quarreling between us, for we are kinsmen. But I pray thee, separate from me, and go and choose a place where thou mayest dwell with thy cattle and all belonging to thee. But keep thyself at a distance from me, thou and thy household. And be not afraid in going from me, for if any one do an injury to thee, let me know, and I will avenge thy cause from him. Only remove from me. And when Abraham had spoken all these words to Lot, then Lot arose and lifted up his eyes toward the plain of Jordan. And he saw that the whole of this place was well watered and good for man, as well as affording pasture for the cattle. And Lot went from Abram to that place, and he there pitched his tent and dwelt in Sodom, and they were separated from each other. And Abram dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he pitched his tent there. And Abram remained in that place many years. All right, that's 13, 14, and 15. All right? Woof, all right. All right, all right. So after that, let's take a little break and see what song I got for you. What song should I play? Hey, y'all, yeah. Let's listen to Neverfold, huh? Neverfold.
Infantry.
Yeah. One thing I learned from Peter one time.
mind. Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I never deny.
Yeah, I told you I would never fold, even in the cold. I never lose my hope, back against the ropes. The sun's flower from the concrete is where I rose. It's just perspective, ain't no location for highs and lows. I can't believe a lie no more, the truth is in my soul. Holy Spirit, hold my pen, I'm writing with a ghost. The war is on, my hands are up, I'm fighting on 10 toes. I ain't come this far, fight this hard to make myself known. And I can't switch sides no more, the fork is in the road, yo. And I'm trying to eat, yo, my plate garnished with goals. I keep my faith to Yahweh, keep subscribing to the cold. Through grace, I'm hanging in there like a closet full of clothes. It's nothing you can promise me to leave that light alone. It's honesty over me trying to be like these clones. I can't turn my faculties over for their control. Them are those who want us dead, they either on parole. Never know what rejection is until you've been opposed. Won't understand God's reflection till they fill you with holes. I share my views and get accused of me trying to impose. They push their views through schools and news shows. Persecute the youth for drug use and then powder their nose. Lies and fabricated truths, but how will we know? Unless the Father left us clues inside a book of quotes to show the greatest of all time is a lamb and not a goat.
One thing I learned from Peter one time. Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I'll never deny.
Yeah. I'ma do this right, that's a sacrifice. They can miss me with the fame, miss me with the hype. You want me to play a game with the things I write. But I was never into playing games with my life. They say there's money on the line and I'm holding the dice. But I have no price, my soul to God, my body cold as ice. Now some might play dumb for 20,000 likes, yeah. But what everybody like won't help me sleep at night, no. Am I called or am I not called to be salt and light, yeah. Did I use God to get me to the table? Now I'm like, I can't reach a broader audience by saying Christ, So I'm supposed to start avoiding him all day and night, huh? Do I have the Holy Spirit or a poltergeist? Yeah, I slimmed down, not from New Orleans, I'm still a soldier right here. This is spiritual warfare that I'm supposed to fight. In Jehovah's sight, all my sin is an oversight. Yeah, my feet planted on a rock like soda and ice. When the money low, I'm still on go, his grace will suffice. There will come a time I can't purchase the merchandise. Keep this stick absent from my flesh, that's a word of advice. Chasing bags to get you tagged like Judas type. It's more than just a ticket on your head for running through the light. Yeah, careful not to worship the golden calf. Don't deny, never get caught running with the bullseye like Pippin and Mike.
One thing I learned from Peter one time. Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I'll never deny.
The Father, he gon' tell the children what nobody knows. He'll paint the picture with the scripture if we listen close. Give me lesson, give me blessing all throughout my woes. What should've killed me has built me and made me whole. What should've killed me has built me, I'll never fold. What should've killed me has built me, I'm solid gold. What should've killed me has built me, I won't sell my soul. What should've killed me has built me, I'm fully known. No, and ain't nobody tell me it be like this, no. Got the pressure on me, but I won't quit, no. There's an open door, but I won't dip, though. Cause the Holy Spirit told me don't trip, yo. I got you, 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 I got you. That's why I never fold. I got you, 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 I got you. Don't ever let me go. 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 That's why I never fall.
All right, all right. back on the other side of the break. Yeah, I just read 13, 14, and 15. And, hey, since I'm on a roll, I might as well get it on, y'all. Okay, at that time, Shalimar, king of Elam, sent to all the neighboring kings, to Nimrod, king of Shinar, who was then under his power, and to Tidal, king of Goel, and to Arioch, king of Elasar, with whom he made a covenant, saying, come up to me and assist me, that we may smite all the towns of Sodom and the inhabitants, for they have rebelled against me these 13 years. And these four kings went up with all their camps, about 800,000 men, and they went as they were, and smote every man they found in their road. And the five kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zoabim, Bera, king of Sodom, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, and Bela, king of Zoar, went out to meet them, and they all joined together in the valley of Siddim. And these nine kings made war in the valley of Siddim, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were smitten before the kings of Elam. And the valley of Siddim was full of lime pits, and the kings of Elam pursued the kings of Sodom. And the kings of Sodom with their camps fled and fell into the lime pits. And all that remained went to the mountain for safety. And the five kings of Elam came after them and pursued them to the gates of Sodom. And they took all that there was in Sodom. And they plundered all the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, property. And they seized all the goods of the cities of Sodom. And they went away. And Unit, Abram's servant, who was in the battle, saw this and told Abram all that the kings had done to the cities of Sodom, and that Lot was then captive by them. And Abram heard this, and he rose up with about 318 men that were with him, and he that night pursued these kings and smote them. And they all fell before Abram and his men, and there was none remaining but the four kings who fled. And they went each his own road. And Abram recovered all the property of Sodom, and he also recovered Lot and his property, his wives and little ones, and all belonging to him, so that Lot lacked nothing. And when he returned from smiting these kings, he and his men passed the valley of Siddim. Kings had made war together. And Bera, king of Sodom, and the rest of his men that were with him went out from the lime pits into which they had fallen to meet Abram and his men. And Adonzedek, king of Jerusalem. Okay, Adonzedek, that's Melchizedek, y'all. Melchizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem. Hold up. Shem? Adonzedek, king of Jerusalem. In our Bible, this says Melchizedek, king of Jerusalem. The same was Shem, went out with his men to meet Abram and his people with bread and wine, and they remained together in the valley of Melech. And Adonzedek blessed Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth from all that he had brought from the spoil of his enemies. For Adonzedek was a priest before God. Okay. And all the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah who were there, their servants, approached Abram and begged of him to return them their servants, whom he had made captive, and to take unto himself all the property. And Abram answered the kings of Sodom, saying, as the Lord liveth, who created heaven and earth, who redeemed my soul from all affliction, and who delivered me this day from my enemies, and gave them into my hand, I will not take anything belonging to you, that you may not boast tomorrow, saying, Abram became rich from our property that he saved. For the Lord my God, in whom I trust, said unto me, thou shalt lack nothing, for I will bless thee in all the works of thy hand. And now, therefore, behold, here is all belonging to you. Take it and go. As the Lord liveth, I will not take from you from a living soul down to a shooting of thread, excepting the expense of the food of those who went out with me to battle, as also the portion of the men who went with me, Anar, Ashkel, and Mamre, they and their men, as well as those also who have remained to watch the baggage. They shall take their portion of the spoil. And the kings of Sodom gave Abram according to all that he had said, and they pressed him to take of whatever he chose, but he would not. And he went away, and he sent away the kings of Sodom and the remainder of their men. And he gave them orders about Lot, and they went to their respective places. And Lot, his brother's son, he also sent away with his property, and he went with them. And Lot returned to his home, to Sodom. And Abram and his people returned to their home, to the plains of Mamre, which is in Hebron. At that time, the Lord again appeared to Abram in Hebron, and he said to him, do not fear, thy reward is very great before me, for I will not leave thee until I shall have multiplied thee and blessed thee and made thy seed like the stars in heaven, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And I will give unto thy seed all these lands that thou seest with thine eyes. To them will I give thee for inheritance forever. Only be strong and do not fear. Walk before me and be perfect. And in the 78th year of the life of Abram, in that year died Reh, the son of Peleg. And all the days of Reh was 239 years, and he died. And Sarah, the daughter of Haran, Abram's wife, was still barren in those days. She did not bear to Abram either son or daughter. And when she saw that she bared no children, she took her handmaid Hagar from Pharaoh had given her, and she gave her to Abram, her husband, for a wife. For Hagar learned all the ways of Sarah, and Sarah taught her. She was not in any way deficient in following her good ways. And Sarah said to Abram, behold, here is my handmaid, Hagar. Go to her, that she may bring forth upon my knees, that I may also obtain children through her. And at the end of the 10 years, Abram dwelling in the land of Canaan, which is the 85th year of Abram's life, Sarah gave Hagar unto him. And Abram hearkened to the voice of his wife Sarah, and he took his handmaid Hagar, and Abram came to her, and she conceived. And when Hagar saw that she conceived, she rejoiced greatly, and her mistress was despised in her eyes. And she said within herself, it can only be that I am better before God than Sarah, my mistress. For all the days that my mistress had been with my Lord, she did not conceive. But me, the Lord has caused in so short a time to conceive by him. And when Sarah saw that Hagar had conceived by Abram, Sarah was jealous of her handmaid. And Sarah said within herself, this is surely nothing else but that she must be better than I am. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee, for at the time when thou didst pray before the Lord for children, why didst thou not pray on my account that the Lord should give me seed from thee? And when I speak to Hagar in thy presence, she despises my words because she has conceived. and thou wilt say nothing to her. May the Lord judge between me and thee for what thou hast done to me. And Abram said to Sarah, Behold, thy handmaid is in thy hand. Do unto her as it may seem good in thy eyes. And Sarah afflicted her, and Hagar fled from her to the wilderness. And to angel of the Lord found her in the place where she had fled by a well. And he said to her, Do not fear, for I will multiply thy seed, for thou shalt bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael. Now then, return to Sarah thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hand. And Hagar called the place of that well Berlaliar. Berlaliar. Well, I can't say it. It is between Kadesh and the wilderness of Beer. And Hagar at that time returned to her master's house. And at the end of the day, Hagar bare a son to Abram. Abram called his name Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when he begot him. All right, y'all, that's 16 right there. All right. We're making pretty good progress. And right there, I think I'm going to pause right there. And, all right, we got a caller in area code 928. Oh, he just dropped. Area code 928 just dropped. Okay, gotcha. All right, area code 928 just dropped. Well, anyway, I was going to wrap it up anyway. So, yeah, y'all, man, we read 13, 14, 15, and 16. We on chapter 17 in the book of Jasher, and... yeah, it's going down, y'all. I'm finally reading in the book of Jasher. So, very interesting so far. Not too much different than we see in the book of Genesis. And I'm sure 17 is going to prove to have a little twist to it. So far, so good with the book. And, yeah. So that's what's up, y'all. Anyway, I enjoy reading on Blog Talk. And, I enjoy kind of like my little walk with y'all as I'm learning. We got several books ahead of us. After we finish this book of Jasher, I wanted to read in the book of Jubilees, hop back to the Apocrypha, and, well, I need to get back to the gospel, y'all. I really do need to brush up on my gospel, learn a little bit about Paul's epistles, and... you know, just get back to the basics, you know what I'm saying, have a reunion with it, and see if I can strengthen my stance with that. So, all right, so I can't really promise what the next show's going to be like, but I'm going to try to stick to the book of Jasher and read it until we get it knocked behind us. But however, if something was to pop up, it pops up, you know. So it is what it is. And what I'm going to do right now, y'all, I'm going to go on in this show. And let me play a little song, man. Play a little song on our way out. Beautiful, right? By Demetrius. All right. So this song is dedicated to all my tribes that's out scattered around. You know what I'm saying? It's we on the edge of our seat in these last days. Everybody putting in the work on how they do it, you know. And then what you're witnessing right now is me kind of doing my thing, amplifying my voice for all who got an ear, right? I'm a trucker by trade, so I'm kind of doing this as I work. And I appreciate everybody kind of tuning in. This song right here make you feel a certain type of way. All right, shalom, y'all. Sunday at 5 o'clock Central Time. All right, I see you then. All right, shalom.
Yeah, rock your hood. Wouldn't it be so amazing?
Yep.
To see that new Jerusalem.
Can't wait.
Get the away from all this wickedness in this Babylonian system. I tell you, it's gonna be so beautiful. Yeah. Check it out.
To the apple for the final release. Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gon' be. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey, New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom is right. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey, yeah. Tell the Abba I'm thankful for every breath.
Thank you,
every soul exonerated from persecution and death.
Yes.
See, the price was too high, yet you came and paid all the debt.
How
could a perfect being be tortured with no regrets? Can't imagine, but I'm striving to give you utmost respect. Haven't always walked uprightly, you could've killed me, except your love was long-suffering, wanna give you my best. Gotta avoid these summoning blocks with nooses around our neck. Some hang they self with crime, not having members in check. Of their bodies and their folly, they miss the chosen elect. Ain't your path is straight and narrow, how many chose to go left? It ain't right, I can see it while taking these baby steps. Hallelujah, love is simple, but man will make it complex. Caught up with what don't matter, they knowledge and intellect. See, if you're not humble, won't take the true introspect. Who for thought, hey Shalom, I love you nevertheless. To the apple for the final release. Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gon' be. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom is right. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey.
Yeah, I dig down deep, I'm in my thoughts, I try and map it out. We walking proof that your people, they can make it out. Reciting scriptures on the net, they brewing for some clout. My chin is up, cause I know I'm covered by your cloud. Rainy days, I just smile when they come around. Collect them manna drops upon my head and hit the ground. We see them trees, yeah, we grew up in a stony town. Lost some homies cause they had the actions of a clown. My rearview mirror, it got broke a long time ago. I'm tired of Babylon, father, yeah, I wanna go. To the land of milk and honey, Ruach be my boat. Pain is in my chest, yeah, it almost made me choke.
It is.
Blood from the lamb, yeah, that's a righteous cloak.
It is.
My level to the east, that's the way we gotta go.
Right,
Jerusalem above and free is not no misty smoke. Remove your shoes and Abba house, we bout to touch the coast.
To the Abba for the final release. Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gon' be. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom is right. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey.
Throw the Abba for your final release.
Hey.
Edge on your seat, thinking how it's gon' be. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful,
beautiful.
So beautiful.
Hey.
New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom is right. The roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, hey, yeah.
To the Abba Yahuwah.
All the stains.
I thank you for all that you do.
Yeah.
Getting your children back on the ancient path. What's up, Akzu? My Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, my people. So beautiful.